Hello everyone, my name's Mark and I'm the Staff Development Coordinator at a large secondary school. I'm here to talk about our new approach to education policy, specifically regarding how we manage staff training.
When I first took on this role a year ago, the head teacher asked me to identify areas for improvement. I know many people expected me to overhaul the curriculum, but my initial priority was actually our internal communication. It was clear that different departments were operating in isolation, and I wanted to change that.
Our new policy completely redesigns our training days. Traditionally, these professional development sessions were designed exclusively for teachers. However, I strongly believed it was essential for the support staff to attend as well. After all, administrators, technicians, and catering teams are just as vital to the school's daily operations, and integrating them makes us a stronger unit.
For our dedicated training days held on campus, we wanted to move away from the old model of just reading through thick policy manuals. Instead, we now regularly invite guest speakers to share their expertise. Having an external expert come in really freshens things up and keeps everyone highly engaged.
We survey the staff to find out what they want to learn. Last month, we ran a session addressing workplace stress. I initially assumed people would want mindfulness strategies or yoga classes, but actually, time management proved to be the most requested topic. It seems everyone is looking for practical ways to handle their workload more efficiently.
Besides the on-site days, our policy now includes off-site away days once a term. Organising these takes a massive amount of planning. You might think finding a date that suits everyone is the trickiest part, but securing a sufficient budget is the real challenge. Taking 100 staff members off-site isn't cheap.
For our very first away day, we wanted a team-building exercise that would mix up the departments. We initially considered a group cooking class, which sounded like a bit of fun, but we eventually decided an escape room would be much better for encouraging collaboration. We mixed teachers with the admin personnel, and they had to solve puzzles to break out of a locked room.
The primary goal of these exercises goes beyond simply having a laugh. While it's nice to get out of the school building, they are fundamentally designed to build trust among colleagues who rarely interact during a normal school day. When a receptionist and a science teacher solve a complex puzzle together, they break down professional barriers.
Of course, we have to justify the time and money spent on these away days. We measure their success very carefully. We don't just rely on casual chats in the staff room. We require everyone to complete feedback forms before they head home. This data helps us tweak and improve future events.
The overall impact on the school environment has been fantastic. While we naturally hoped these initiatives would eventually lead to better test scores, the most noticeable improvement has actually been in student behaviour around the corridors. When the students see the staff acting as a united, supportive team, it sets a very positive example for them to follow.
Looking ahead to next term's away day, we want to do something outdoors. We looked into hiring a local national park for a hiking trip, but we've actually booked a historic castle for the occasion. They have a fantastic grounds team who run historical scavenger hunts, which should be brilliant. Thank you for listening.